ったりしてるのも、
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
opens at 298. Here we have the word pilgrim in that second verse. Pilgrim way. 298.
Oh,
Rebecca from Church of the Good Shepherd in Ozone Park, and her sons, Alan and Philip. Welcome. Great to have you with us. And then I see Brother Gus. Welcome. He's not new to us, but he's come for the first time, I think. The first time this season. Am I right? Yes. And he may have cooked that. Did you cook that meal that we had tonight?
Some of it.
He's one of the cooks, one of the camp cooks. And we're always happy to see him. And then there's Johnny Schreck. We call him Pastor John Schreck, and I call him Johnny, because when I was a little kid, he lived in our house and faithful. He was serving the Lord, and he's been serving the Lord all the years that I've known him. But at that time, he wasn't married to Elsa. He was along with us this evening. They're the grandparent of Philip over there. Okay? And we're so happy to have them with us. Another fellow who lived in the faith home a little bit later, after Johnny went off to the army and got married and left us, but he didn't leave the Lord. He's been serving the Lord faithfully all through the years. But then another fellow came in to take his place, and he was a minister, the head counselor up here at camp, also quite a number of summers. I remember the first time he came over to our house for not in faith on that. This was our house where our family lived for a number of years while we were growing up also. And he came over, and we had him for dinner. We were sitting on the sofa. I was getting to know this minister. He was so different from Johnny. The first thing he said to me was, "How old are you?" I said, "Oh, I'm 12. I can't remember if it was 11. So he said, "Oh, I was a skinny little kid, now those of you who remember that way far back." He said, "Oh, when I was 12, I could have made mincemeat of you." Yeah, well, that's what I could have made of you. Johnny never said anything like that. Johnny's muscles were bigger than this guy. He was younger. I mean, he couldn't wear a shirt like that. It would have ripped. I admired him so much for those big muscles. I could hardly make it, you know, anything at that time. But this other guy, I was thinking of him today, because one time we had a meeting down in the village. I was on staff. It was a Monday night. We were at that time permitted to go down for the prayer meeting. We didn't have the young people's meeting that you often have on Monday night. And we had quite a time there. Boys were really calling on God, praising the Lord with all their hearts. I think some were filled with the Spirit that night. And next morning I was at this. I had praised the Lord with all my strength. And next morning I was a bit hoarse. I think this happened yesterday morning when we sang Holiness Unto the Lord. And I want you to sing it, shout it loud and long. I think I just gave a little too much. But I remember that when he met me the next morning, I was talking a little like this. He said, "You know," and he meant this. But he said, "That wouldn't have happened if you were truly under the anointing of the Spirit. If that was real, the real anointing of the Spirit, then you wouldn't have been hoarse when you're praising God. I'm praising God. It wouldn't have happened." And I wondered about that, of course. I wondered how deficient I had been in my worship. But it was, I must tell you that not long after that, I think within a couple of weeks, I guess there was enough flesh left in me, and probably still would be, for me to be rather maybe amused and satisfied when I heard that he couldn't talk. He had lost his voice, and I got to wondering about his anointing, but I kept my mouth shut. But Johnny never put me through that kind of thing. And I'm happy he's here tonight. I'm sure he'll want to give us a word of testimony. somewhere along the way, but I've got another song in my heart. And I don't want to wait any longer to sing it, but I know my father would call on his grandsons to help him spare his voice. So, especially on this song, I'd just like Matt to come up and help us sing it if he wants us to stand. It's entirely up to him. It's number 84. It's been singing in my heart the last few days. And I don't like to sing this high in the mornings, and now I can't anyway, but I know you can. It's Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah, and it's from Psalm 148. I don't know how that Psalm 16 got up there in the corner, but it's supposed to say Psalm 148. And it speaks about how everything in nature praises the Lord in that Psalm, and how we all are called upon to glorify His name, which is exalted far above all. His glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. And then we, in the last verse, kings of earth, all ye people, princes, great earth's judges all, praise His name, young men and maidens, aged men and children small. Did you notice something here? I noticed that since Brother Paul gave us this book, I've known this song for a long time, but then I looked it up in my Bible. I think how tactful and how very wise the psalmist was, and taken from the song. Notice there is no such thing in Psalm 148 or in this song as an old woman. No such thing. So those of you who feel that you're old, you're really not, just as you've been telling yourself. There is no such thing as an old one. You have to find yourself here among the maidens, okay? And praise Jehovah with all your heart. Please help me.
Who wants to stand for this song? It's a lot of fun to play too. But why don't you stand with King number 84? finally ready to walk back to my feet. My dad asked that he's saying, God is so wonderful. I don't know if that's a familiar chord. The words are swimming in my head right now. I'm hoping it becomes familiar as we sing it. So if you know the chorus, I'd like you to sing with me. Sing loudly. You know Chris knows it. John? You follow Chris, okay? And so now, Chris, I'm going to use Chris. God is wonderful. I can't explain.
Oh, you know it. That's a good kid.
That's
G. That's why it came to my mind.
God is so wonderful.
Lord, had mentioned today, we were talking out there, we were sitting in the nice cool breeze, about the miracle that God did to bring us into the Ridgewood Fellowship. We're talking about more orphans, and I understand when that happens these days, you hear it in the news every day. Many are killed, parents are killed, what happens to the children? There are no parents, they're orphans. All of a sudden, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, in Africa, the different nations, they're orphans. Anyway, there were thousands of them, not only us, after the Second World War, before most of you were born. And the Lord saw to it that my family and my wife's family were brought here into the Ridgewood Fellowship to get to know the Lord, and then brought the Pilgrim Camp. We lived here as young people. And it's so nice to see Brother James here. Your father brought us up here. First, my brother and me, came up here with him. He was still trying to help Brother Sailor finish the house down there that we lived in. And his father was a precious man of God, had a lot of patience with us. And he was the head counselor, of course, in those days. And he was a blessing to us. Later, he worked in the same shop that I was working in. We made sweaters for many years. And I got to be a foreman there, and after a while I took the business over, and he was cutting sweaters with the big band cutting machine, tremendous thing. Cut a pile of sweaters like that, one shot, and so on. Anyway, he was good at it. But then after a while, as I learned the business, they tried to teach me everything at once. Anyway, I would walk in the door, and he would turn his head and say, "There's himself, Shrek." I don't know if I was parading around like a peacock by then because I knew something. I didn't try to give that impression, but he was teasing me. He was nice about it. He taught me everything I knew. But anyway, you know what that reminded me, that saying, "Himself took our infirmities." Remarkable. I mentioned to my church not long ago that these things just kind of talk to you. A little saying, because it's in the scriptures, the expression, and a lot of other things are there, and they speak to us. God speaks to us. In this place, I sat about in every chair that's here right now. And then, of course, the gardeners were here. And had precious meetings, prayer times, the worship. Talk about a horse road. They were in town one time on business. And they had a prayer meeting here. And I thought I had to lead it. I didn't, you know. I was a little schnook. So anyway, they asked me the next day after I had worshipped the Lord with all my might and gotten hoarse and shouted, and you know, I thought you had to do this loud. I still think you have to do it loud, but not too much. So he said, I heard you led the meeting last night. I didn't. But we had precious times here. As you do, right now you're going, some of you have been here before, I know, but you're going through an experience that will be with you a lifetime. You get married, some of you that are not married yet. You'll have children that will come to Pilgrim Camp. You'll have grandchildren, the guy in the red shirt. will come here and serve the Lord. It keeps going. The Lord is faithful. And I trust that you'll stick with the Lord and that I'll do a better job too, to serve Him and live for His glory. God bless all of you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
nice to hear the musicians joining in. Am I taking a leap of faith? Do we have an instrument? Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, you'll help. When I ask you to play through this before we sing this, I trust you'll do it well. You can do Mozart ground.
Okay.
And then
Hallelujah.